The World Health Organization said today it believes the SARS epidemic can be contained, put back in the box, in the words of one WHO official. So far, more than 270 people have died of severe acute respiratory syndrome, nearly all of those deaths in Hong Kong and China.
Today, officials in Beijing told 4,000 people suspected of being exposed to the SARS virus to stay home. Officials sealed off Ditan Hospital, the third medical center in Beijing, to be closed this month. Whole neighborhoods have been surrounded by crime scene tape, with police officers enforcing a quarantine. Meanwhile, Beijing residents have mobbed bus and train stations trying to flee the city.
For a sense of how the SARS epidemic is affecting daily life in China, we spoke with two people there today. First, Chun Min, who teaches Chinese to foreign students at the Capital University of Economics and Business in Beijing.
2 weeks ago, I began to wear face mask.
Mm-hmm.
2 weeks ago, I felt I was a little bit funny because there's nobody wear face masks, only me and my friends.
Really? Just so, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, 2 weeks ago.
And so, now?
And now everybody wears face mask.
Have you found yourself avoiding public transportation when you try to get around the city? What do you do?
I have a bicycle, so I just get it out and go out by my bicycle.
Mm-hmm. So no buses?
No buses.
No subway?
Of course, no subway. So I stay at the university. I'll stay on campus and don't go back home. My home is in the other end of the city, so now I decided not to go back home. My parents also told me, oh, you'll just stay at the dorm and don't go back home.
It sounds like a very scary time there.
Yeah, a little bit. Everybody doesn't know what will happen and what the situation will be.
Mm-hmm.
I really feel sad. I feel sad that our country and many countries suffer this kind of disaster, especially China, Hong Kong, or Taiwan. Oh, we lost too much in this SARS. Oh, it's terrible, I think.
Yes.
Because almost everybody is affected by this SARS. Some of the restaurants around the campus were closed these days. So, you know, many people had to stay at home and lost their job. And my job is it's a little bit dangerous, in dangerous situation, because our summer program maybe have to close because American students maybe are not willing to come to China to learn Chinese.
Sure. So you may not have work this summer.
Uh-huh.
I wonder if you're hearing all kinds of rumors. Situations like this tend to breed rumors and false information.
Well, there are all kinds of rumors. Something like, oh, in your university, the government fined a SARS patient.
And it was not true?
Oh, it's not true. Some people said, oh, Beijing will be isolated and you cannot go out. So from this, I think, Wednesday, many citizens went to supermarket to buy all kinds of food.
Mm-hmm.
And to store it at the home so they won't be worried about food.
Do you know anyone who has gotten sick with SARS?
Oh, fortunately, nobody.
Good.
To tell the truth, I'm a little bit worried, but I believe, I hope, I wish my friend will be okay.
Sure. Well, Chun Min, thanks very much for speaking with us today.
Oh, you're welcome.
Chinese teacher Chun Min speaking from Beijing. About 750 miles due south is the city of Wuhan, where Shannon McEwen is part of a group of American college students teaching English at a private boarding school. There are 2,000 students, some as young as 3 years old, and the school is now locked down.
Next week was going to be the Arbor or May Day celebration that had the whole week off, but now they can't. No one can leave the school or come into the school. All the kids have to stay here at school during their holiday.
Well, how do they feel about that?
They're disappointed not to go home and see their parents, definitely. They're not happy.
Apart from the school being locked down, what other signs are there that things are not normal right now?
Here at the school, everyone has to have this medicine that they've given us.
What medicine is that?
It's some sort of herbal drink. I have no idea what it is, but they said that it will prevent SARS.
Who said it would prevent SARS?
The administrative office that gave it to us.
I hear someone coughing in the background.
That's my roommate.
Is she okay?
She does not have SARS, but she does have a cold.
Okay, good.
And so there's that. What else? Everyone has to have their temperature taken. Pretty much the kids have it every day. And if someone has a temperature higher than 37.3, then they have to go to the hospital. And then they disinfected our apartments every other day. And then outside the school, there's kind of an ambulance/taxi waiting to take anybody who gets sick straight to the hospital.
Do you know if there have been any cases of SARS in Wuhan, where you are?
I've talked to some of the teachers, and they said they have not heard of any cases of SARS in Wuhan, but they have heard of one or two in Hubei province.
Shannon, most of the American teachers at your school have decided to leave, to go back to the United States. Why have you decided to stay?
I really love teaching here. The Chinese people, they're just so great. And I'm really not worried about SARS. There's so many people here in China. I think it might be easier to win the lottery than catch SARS. And even if I do catch SARS, I'm healthy. And there's a good chance of me, very, very good chance of me making through it. And I'm just not really worried.
Well, Shannon McEwen, thanks very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Shannon McEwen, a Brigham Young University student who teaches English at a boarding school in Wuhan in central China. We also heard from Chun Min, who teaches Chinese to foreign students in Beijing.